listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Good to be with you today as we begin to look at our second unit of study for this fall quarter. And this is an exciting one as well. How to build your life on God's Word. How to build your life on God's Word. You know, there are only 32% of churchgoers who read the Bible daily. This was a report from research. You know, we lift up the importance of God's Word, but our habits say something different. Too many Christians have only a surface knowledge of God's Word. But we need to affirm the value of the Word by the way we study and the way that we discipline ourselves to deepen our understanding of God's Word. That's what this study is all about. So this first session is why we need God's Word. The world is in a mess, and we know that. So many people pursue sinful pleasures and material gain, but Christians should stand against evil by living as God would have us to live. And that's what studying the Bible is all about. That's why we need God's Word. So we're coming to you today from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and then verses 13 through 17.
All right. So our point today is the Bible reveals everything we need to live victoriously. So what does God's Word give us to live victoriously? Here are three thoughts. One, insight into the current culture. Insight into the current culture. Let's read the first five verses. But know this, hard times will come in the last days, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, proud, demeaning, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, without love for what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, holding to the form of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid these people. Wow. So what a great passage that is. It gives us insight into this current culture. And you know, as I read these verses, it sounds like it could be coming off of the New York Times headline an article today talking about exactly what we're going through. So this ought to be an encouragement to somebody so that you know that what we face today is not so unusual or unlike what the Christians had to face in the times when the Bible was written. So it goes down this life. It talks about people being self-centered, people being materialistic, people being arrogant and proud, people being demeaning, irreconcilable, slanderous, brutal, and simply unloving. That's all the stuff you see on social media and those posts and everything, right? Children being disobedient to their parents, people being unholy and ungrateful, people loving pleasures more than this world. And so all of these really sound so much like what we see in our society today. The Bible helps us. It even though it is almost 2,000 years old, it gives us a contemporary view. God sees down the corridor of time and gives us a contemporary view of what's going on in the society we're living in today. People, verse number 5, people, the problem is not the world people. The problem is really church people. Secular people, people that don't know Jesus, are going to live like they live, right? That's why we come into the world as Jesus followers. So verse number 5 is an indictment on the church, though. It says, holding to a form of godliness, but denying its power. And so there are lots of times when we have people in the life of our churches who hold to the form of godliness. They do the right things, but they do not really follow and give their lives to the power of the word and the power of Almighty God. This, what a contemporary picture this paints for us. What are you seeing here, Christina?
You know, Mark, I think it's really good that Paul gives us this list so that we don't have an excuse. You know, we need to use this list so that we can readily identify what we're seeing all around us. And even, as you said, what's taking place in our churches. There are people who sit with us on the same pew who have a form of godliness, and yet they may be guilty of some of these characteristics here. And the advice that Paul gives us here is that we avoid these people. You know, we avoid people because we don't want to be contaminated. That's one reason. And because many times our association with people who are living contrary to the word of God pulls us down. So be mindful of this. You know, he described this as hard times, and we are indeed dealing with that. Be mindful of all that's in these first few verses here.
Yeah, so you bring a good point when you talk about the phrase that says avoid these people. So think about this. We're in the fight against sin. And so the one thing you don't do is in any war is fraternize with the enemy, right? That's always a problem. But we do want to challenge the enemy. So it's not that we avoid them so that we never want to come in contact with anybody. But we got to recognize that the reason we're coming in contact is so that we can win the battle. So we do participate in hand-to-hand, man-to-man, or woman-to-woman combat with people who don't know Jesus. But our purpose is not to be like them and to have a good time. Our purpose is to win them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That kind of takes us to our second point. The first point is that it gives us insight into the current culture, but the second point is it gives us intuition so we are not deceived. So let's start reading at verse number 13. Evil people and imposters will become worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed. You know those who taught you, and you know that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are able to give you wisdom for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. So it's a good piece here talking about intuition. So We've got to recognize, he just talks about the fact that there'll be evil people and imposters. So not everybody is trying to be honest about who they really are. And a lot of deception goes on. They just had a piece on television yesterday. I think it was on, I think I was turning by and saw Dr. Phil's show. And they were talking about how many people live double lives. They got a family here, but they're living a double life somewhere else. Well, that's a problem. That's what this is speaking to, people who are living double lives. Look like a Christian in the church on Sunday, but you can't tell they're a Christian at work on Monday. Double lives. It said, but you have to know what you believe. You need to be firmly rooted and grounded, planted and sure about who you know God is, and trust the scriptures. He says that you learn from infancy, he says, for Timothy. But whenever you started learning the scriptures, trust that. What are you thinking, Christina?
You know, Mark, what we're talking about here is that word intuition is strongly seen in women, more so than men. We just have a natural tendency to be intuitive about certain things. So, you know, it's that the emotional nature that we have that helps us to do that. But it doesn't mean that men should not develop that trait of discerning or discernment. We all need to understand that, as Paul has suggested, that we need to discern the truth around us, because there are people who are, as he said, they're false, they're greedy, they're thinking about themselves. And so he urged Timothy to go in the opposite direction. When you have discerned that things are not godly or where they should be, go in the opposite direction. And then, as Mark indicated, continue to stay focused on what you have learned and what you believe. That's the reason that God gives us the gift of discernment, so that we can see the wrong and then do the right. Amen.
All right, so we are given insight into the current culture, intuition so we are not deceived, and equipping for good works. Let's read these last verses, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And so there it is. The Bible gives us the equipment we need. God's word is profitable for teaching, helping people to understand what God wants, rebuking, which is telling people what's wrong, correcting, which is moving people in the right direction, and training, which is helping people to do better and live a better life and walk in a better direction. All of these are so vital. And I would say that even in my own life, I can see how the word of God has been so beneficial, and what a great blessing it has been to strengthen me and to guide and equip me, so that I could be able to understand and be victorious in this world's cultures. What a great word that is. What are you thinking, Christina?
That's right, Mark. I'm like you. I am really grateful for the word of God. The Bible is our primary source for spiritual growth. Just think about that, the primary source. So we need to accept it as the perfect and authoritative word of God. You know, and Paul helps us to do this. He said that it is inspired by God. All scripture is inspired by God. This inspired means that it's God breathed. And so we can trust it for all of those reasons that Paul mentioned and that Mark was talking about. And the reason he continued with this is that he wanted the believer to be complete. So what does that mean? The sense here is not moral perfection, that you're going to be perfectly good, but it describes a person who is fit and capable to do what God has called them to do. That's what Paul is indicating here to Timothy. Timothy, you're a pastor, but you need to study the Bible so that you can be fit to be a pastor. So that's what we need to continue to do and recognize as we think about the Word of God.
All right. So what a great, great tool this is. And so we are so excited about this lesson. So if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on for just a moment. Christine is going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I just want to remind everybody, get your copy of the U Bible study curriculum at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our urban cultural forward Bible study. Comes now in paper and digital formats. Teacher's guide is in the back of the book. Each book comes with daily devotional pages to keep you in the Word of God and engaged every single day. Here's a leader pack available to help illustrate the teaching lessons, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. Get your copy right now. So Christina, give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, teachers, this is your tip for today. Reflect on what you know. Now, this session focuses on the importance of studying the Word of God. So think about nuggets that you can share with your learners about how you study God's Word. Consider sharing various ways to study the Bible. You know, there are so many different ways that you can study the Bible. And this would be a great time to research some of those ways. They're topical or thematic Bible study. The learners can do a character study or just study in one book at a time. So look online and see if you can find other helps. This will help learners to be more effective at learning and relying on God's Word. Consider how studying God's Word has helped you, and then share that with the learners. It has helped you to be a better teacher, a better follower of Christ. And as Paul has indicated to Timothy, you want to be complete so that you're capable and fit to perform your role as a teacher.
All right. So what a powerful tool this is going to be victorious, a tool to be victorious in this life. And so, friend, join us again for another U Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.